he's gonna throw some gunshots on their song.
Might as well, bro. Might as well.
Have a little more LA flavor to
give
it.
Give it to him. Like, West Coast nigga.
Gotta love that groove, man. You know, it's a nice way to slide on in for the day.
Oh no, I would almost say
Mofos and Mofets.
Perfect music. What's up?
How smooth that sound?
That's smooth as fuck, bro.
Hit him with a little Beano.
You know when it's smoothest though? When you can fucking dance. If you can dance, this is smooth. If you don't know how to dance, you don't like this shit at all. You can't two-step, you fucked. That nigga's amazing.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, yeah. Hey, y'all. What's going on?
It's your boy, Naka.
Keaton Lewis. We out here doing our thing. What you doing? Once again,
bitch.
Yeah, been a little bit, hasn't it?
It's been a minute.
Yeah, been a minute. Niggas went on vacation, chilled, chillaxed some more and shit. Still doing the same thing, smoking on a little bit of weed, cause we ain't the potheads we used to be.
I've tried. Have you tried it? Like,
tried to be.
Have you recently tried to smoke like you used to smoke? Like,
impossible.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't focus.
Oh yeah, I'm out.
And I think because of my age, I start thinking I'm gonna die.
Yep, the paranoia, that shit kick in hard as a motherfucker.
Yeah, paranoia is way different.
Wait a minute.
Paranoia is way different now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my body before.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, it's just your heartbeat.
It's just your heartbeat.
Relax.
Yeah, calm down.
It's cool.
I want to say I've been going through every time I get too high, it's like, I'm gonna die. It's like, I'm gonna die every damn time. And it's like, no, you're just high, man.
Nah, man, tell me about it. I had a heart attack.
Yeah, I know.
So sometimes if you smoke, depending on what I smoke, if it hit wrong, that motherfucker, I'll be like, oh, this is it, huh? This is how we gonna do it. I'm gonna be the first motherfucker to die from weed, right? Like, no. Nope.
But that's a good thing to do, though, because you could be the first test subject, too.
I don't want to do that shit.
I don't want to do it. It's not nobody wants to be the first.
But nobody wants to be that first.
Yeah, it's first for everything. They're all good.
Anyways.
Yeah. What's going on, man? Yeah.
Not shit, man. Chilling in this motherfucker. You know, the world crazy as ever.
Is it crazy, man?
It's always crazy.
Is it? Because the world... It's going to spin no matter what we do.
Do you feel like
now
that you're older, shit just pays, you have to pay attention to shit, so now you see it more?
Not real. I paid attention to politics since I was a kid.
I remember being a kid, I didn't give a fuck about nothing but football. Food, what we was eating for dinner, and my friends. You know what I'm saying? School a little bit, but it was just, and it's like, was the world always just, Not this wild. I know it ain't always been this wild, but
I don't know,
the
man.
News and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because now that you pay attention, because now I'm not watching cartoons all day. Now I have to watch. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking CNN every once in a while pop up, or you know what I'm saying? The news is in my face now, in my feed.
It wasn't before. That's the big difference. When we were kids,
I guess the internet changed a lot of that.
Yeah, we wouldn't know half the things we knew. There's a news cycle on my phone. I don't have to watch the news. I just pull up.
This shit is wild, man. Motherfuckers is crazy out here.
I think my dad being a cop and my mom owning the floors and being kind of active in politics. Not even active in politics, but just hanging out with politicians and stuff made me kind of want to see what that stuff was like when I was a kid. And so by the time I was 18, I was a full blown. Fucking fuck the government there, you know, because I had read too much history.
Nah, see, I wouldn't.
So the history of the place is more fucked up than I think it is now.
Playing sports and chasing females, you know.
Almost the exact opposite of that.
Yeah.
It's doing the exact opposite, yeah.
Other sides of the world, huh?
Yeah. You were chasing them. I was...
I don't know if I was necessarily chasing, but, you know.
I was just being pursued eventually.
Just... She likes me.
So
I was running around. I was the DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking cool kids, man.
So
what can you do? Fucking cool kid.
I try to do what I do.
Man.
I am who I am.
You that nigga. That just might be a cool kid sometimes. Especially when you walk into the skating rink.
Shit.
Oh, skating backwards ass nigga.
Hey, man.
Crisscrossing your feet out.
How to get your roll on. You can't just be out here just stepping and being weird.
I didn't even know niggas roller skated like that until I saw the movie. In my home.
Roll Bounce?
Yeah, whatever one Byron was in, niggas was in, and T.I. and shit.
That make you want to do it?
Fuck no. I was already out by the time I had already fallen enough. and gotten embarrassed. Yeah, I've been to a skate. We got a skating rink at the end.
Did you go? We ain't been skating yet, have we?
No, I ain't going skating. You want to go skating, man? Man, you look so happy when I see you sit.
What? Like we can hit the rink. We
damn. Man, I skate like... I really can't. Okay,
what was that? Okay, so like he did.
Trying to keep my balance. Oh. Trying to keep my balance. Oh.
You look like you was breakdancing.
No, no, I
thought you was doing the wave.
No, no, I could do the wave. No, my arms didn't move. My arms didn't move. Oh. But I'm trying to keep my balance. I skate fucked up like. Okay, so for some reason, inline skating is easier for me.
Oh, you can get you some inlines.
They have
inlines.
Oh, okay, that works.
Inlines.
That feels better. That's I don't know weird. Why. Yeah, I don't know why it feels better.
This is weird. Mm-hmm. I mean,
be stupid. I don't want to be weird either. I want to wear the little boots like everybody else got.
Get your roll on.
You really can't skate like that.
You can't.
I can grind the edges.
I mean, though. I can. You can't. You can't groove. You can't get your. You can't. Okay, so you don't know the difference.
There's no
skating. Yeah, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, like.
And then there's rolling.
Oh, that's a whole
rolling,
thing.
That's roll bounce and the shit you see where they was all together and.
But you can't do that on inlines.
Nah, you don't fit. It don't work the same. It don't. It's like
it's like
skiing and snowboarding.
Oh,
where damn. Like it's the same premise, but it ain't the same.
It's the same thing.
It ain't the same get down.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, damn. No, I didn't know that.
So, all right, we're gonna have to go skating, and I'm gonna take you skating.
And I can't get inline.
We got to get the homie Byron to come with us too.
Is Byron really good at skating?
Byron can skate too.
That niggas, y'all are real Robouts kids.
We grew up at the skating rink. I worked at the skating rink for like 4 or 5 years.
That's too long to work at a skating rink.
Pretty much all through high school.
That's too much fun. You should have a real job at some point. Go be miserable.
Oh man, that's
like
shit
the rest
the
of the people.
Like,
yeah, that's fucked up.
And then you got to come in free when you wasn't working, so it was just to kick it. Like, so it was like, and then we had kids from all the schools.
What?
Like all the schools would come. You know what I'm saying?
And y'all were like teams up.
And so usually, like you kicked it with your school. Like you didn't fuck
with other kids.
Yeah, really. You mess with some kid, you know. Yeah. But being at the skating rink, I knew kids from all the high schools and all the schools around the city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all my friends went to different schools because we only kicked it 4 days out the week because we didn't go to school. Some of us went to school together, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it was all everybody meeting up at the skating rink, and we all just kicked it.
Mm-mm.
Damn near all fucking day.
No, man, I couldn't kick it with the kids. No, it was weird.
It was wild, man. There was all kinds of weird shit that happened up there.
Yeah, yeah. The couple times I went to the skating rink in Hot Springs, I was like, I probably shouldn't be back here again. This is it. That last time, I used to have
to work on the weekends. We used to have to do fucking traffic, nigga. So after I DJed, them niggas would give me the little flashlight sticks like the fucking
what?
Airplane cats. And I would sit here and have to fucking
traffic
like
people
16
in.
Years old directing parents' cars. And
big responsibilities.
Like, come pick up your kid. Stay alive.
So I can go home.
Stay alive. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wild. You worked at the skate rink for real.
Yeah.
You were the roll bounce.
I was there, man.
You were T.I. or Bow. You were Bow Wow because you were like 16.
I don't know. I've never watched that movie.
I bet you lived it.
Watched all
you
of
lived it.
It.
Why would you watch it?
But yeah, man, we'll have to go rolling, you know.
Yeah, I'm cool with it. Yeah, because I fall every time, so I'm ready. Every goddamn time.
I'm with it. Oh,
I can put those four skates on. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know how to go forward. I don't know how to stop. I had to stop besides this wall. I would just stop on the wall.
Wow, man, you gotta just...
What? I
like
can't.
The
break is terrible because I got big fucking feet, so I got to bend my whole knee in. It's not good. It's not a good look for me, man.
Nobody uses. You're not supposed to use the.
That's probably why I fall a lot.
You don't use the.
Then why is it there?
I take that shit off.
You take it off. Then how do you stop?
I hit them with a hockey style kind
of. Oh, you can hockey stop on those. Yeah. They have four line. They have. And they're not in a line though. It's scary. I don't know. I'm ready. Just
pull up. It's like drifting. Basically,
on skates though, I feel the car is safer. It's got four wheels. It's about eight.
You just gotta have balance, man. It's not that hard.
Shit,
it's
man. I got. I ain't been out there. Tonight. Hopefully, you get out there and show me something, man. Because I can't.
I don't know. It's been a minute.
I was wondering, like, has it been too long?
It's probably been.
I was just thinking too, man. Like, you met all them kids at the skating rink. That's how you met the homegirl on that TV show. Living my life with one nigga, and I'm paying for all the bills and with the other bitch. Whatever.
No.
I feel like that's where you met her, skating rink.
Yeah.
It had to be. If she was.
Yep.
Yeah, you ain't.
Yeah, but she went to school with me, too.
Oh, okay.
No. Nope, because she went to the other school. That's right. Yep.
Yeah, I was thinking that had to be where you met her.
Is that the skating rink?
Oh, they're the bitch. That she liked multiple niggas for some reason, but like she liked sharing them with one bitch. It's very strange.
She wasn't like that.
We ain't seen this bitch.
She wasn't like that before. It wasn't like that when we was young.
I don't know, man. You didn't see it, though. You didn't see the text messages she had on them flip phones, niggas.
Goddamn. You wasn't texting.
Oh, man, trying to send pictures over there. Goddamn.
That was the Nokia days.
Oh, you paging?
Don't hit me up till after, what, 9, 7? Was it like 8?
You talking about that like, big blue brick phone?
Yeah, man.
No, man.
That was when phones first was hitting, and it was like, shit. Yo, you can't call me till after my hours.
Whoa.
Because then the phone's free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it goes free after that.
I only got 400 minutes. Niggas used to sell you minutes, man. That's crazy.
Might as well. I used to sell minutes.
That's crazy to think, like, when cell phones first came out, like...
You did sell minutes.
You was...
Oh, shit. You're running out of minutes.
Like, I got that 1,500-minute plan. You can call me later. You can call me during the day. You was doing some shit. You had 1,500 minutes a month.
Yeah, why were they doing that? That's very... I worked at Radio Shack. I sold that. People paid me for that. And I was
like, I can't answer your call, man, because if I answer it, that's a minute on you fucking up my minutes, man.
Yeah, that Nokia phone we had in Radio Shack, we dropped that shit in some water, and we called the phone, and it worked, nigga, underwater. Like, in the fucking sink.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Nokia phones was crazy, man. Wow. No, I didn't think about that. Yeah. Minutes.
Yeah. That's
track phone that shit. Got my new track phone. Shit. I'm out here. Touchscreens just came out.
That's when you had just Snake. Remember that shit? You remember that game on the phone? You never played Snake?
I played.
What the fuck?
On a computer, though.
No, nigga, that shit used to be on the Nokia phone.
No, right? I never had Nokia.
That was the only game you had was Snake, and it was just the four. You just had the little button, the directions.
Nah,
and you was just going around getting it done. You couldn't touch the wall. It was super fucking
trying
simple.
To think. My first phone was like a flip phone. You know?
Oh, you.
Yeah. Where I could.
So I'm old, is what you're saying.
You're a little older than me.
It's all right.
You're a little older than me. So I was like, I played with a Nokia phone in Radio Shack because they let us. He brought it back. He said it didn't work. We found out it worked. Let's see if it works underwater. So yeah. Shit. I guess let's get into the subject while we're here. Let's talk about it.
Speaking of crazy shit. Talking about some crazy shit.
Yeah, crazy shit we've done. Let's talk about some crazy shit other people have done.
Not other people. Just one.
Somebody's following in his footsteps. We don't know. He's the only one that has the access to broadcast himself like he does. We're talking about Kanye.
Kanye Titta.
Yay.
Lost my damn mind. Kanye Titta lost my mind.
You think he lost his mind or is he just always fucked up?
Nah, man.
Think it's over? His brain is gone?
I don't know if it's gone. He needs some help. And it sucks because he has so much power and so much fame that he doesn't have to get help.
No, he doesn't. He has a church.
Because no matter what, his life will be okay.
Can't feel sorry for him either.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's so well established in his life and everything that no matter what happens, it's fine. Whereas somebody like normal motherfucker like us, like, you start to lose your shit. Like, yo, homie, you gotta get your shit together because you ain't got $1 million that you sitting on. You gotta come up with rent next month. Mm-hmm. Like, that mortgage is due, nigga. I don't give a fuck how crazy you are. You still gotta come up with.
So you think it's his access that allows him to just get skirt everything?
Yeah, man.
I think so. I agree.
That feeds into that ego and that power that he wants and he tries to
feed off of.
He tries to exude it. Like, he just goes crazy because he can. It's a kid throwing a temper tantrum.
Stop
and they know they're not gonna get smacked.
Yeah.
In the store. So they keep doing it. And you know what I'm saying? And nothing happens to him, so then it's okay for him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing, like. So I guess you want to give the backstory.
So Kanye West, over, I guess, a period of days. We're at the 10th, so let's go. He got banned from Twitter on the 8th.
That was recently.
That was recently. But we're talking about the backstory of everything and being crazy.
Yeah. No, not all of it. Oh, okay. Just the recent shit, like the shirts.
Oh, the shirts, yeah.
And then the... Mm-hmm.
Getting on Tucker Carlson and on Fox News and freaking the fuck out. I don't know.
See, I didn't watch the interview, man. I'm not giving neither one of them niggas my fucking...
No views?
They're not getting my click, man.
They're not getting your click?
I would rather wait mm-hmm. until somebody that I subscribe to on YouTube covers it. And I'd rather give them the click
than them the
of
click.
Me watching them.
Fucking rebel.
Than to give...
No! More! Media!
I just can't fuck with it. Like, I know what it is. I understand, like...
Clicks.
I understand the importance of that. So if I can go, hey...
One person not clicking.
Hey, man.
There's another person not clicking. And soon we all not clicking.
It's just, you know, it's my thought process behind it. Like, fuck you. I'm not going to give you that.
That feels like some...
I'll give it to somebody
else.
You're
a fucking duper, man. That's fucked up, man.
If I don't, you know...
And nigga just shrugged it off like... Well, it is what... That's all right, though. I'm a duper, too. And nothing I can do about it. This desk is loud. Every time I touch it, it just goes shank, shank, shank. All right, so... He got on Tucker Carlson recently.
The shirt was before that, right?
The shirt was before. The shirt was like, it was like planned to get on Tucker Carlson. So he goes to an event. I think it was a fashion show.
It was his fashion show.
It was his fashion show.
Yeah, some Jesus Christ. Did you see him wear that bullshit ass, that weird ass fucking like Balenciaga mouthpiece or some shit?
Drugs.
It was like some fashion shit. Like
drugs.
Up in Paris or some shit. And then like he had... his own little showcase, and that's when he did the White Lives Matter
shirt. So what bothers you more is the mask, not the boots? The boots bother me. The boots scare the shit out of me.
Those weird-ass...
That he wears everywhere he goes.
Them is his boots, man. I don't fuck with none of that fashion shit that he... I don't fuck with none of them shits, man. I'm not...
Somebody needs to explain fashion to me. I don't get it yet.
Give out your rabbit-ass mind if I'm about to be running around here. Jumping online early, fighting for fucking
Kanye West shoes.
I'm cool. I get it. If that's your, if you're a sneakerhead, no disrespect, but that just ain't my shit. I'm
a gearhead.
I've gotten to the point where there ain't a lot of shit that I'm about to be waiting in line like that for.
Oh, I'm not waiting in line for anything.
Like, or you know what I'm saying? Where it's like sitting there on your phone waiting to click to get that. Like,
fuck that. PS5 only, sir.
The only thing I do that for is checking in on flights. That's the only thing I'll set an alarm like, all right, there at exactly 24 hours before I'm going to hit this button.
I want to say PS5 is the only thing I've recently done it for. It's because I had 3 laptops open and all this shit.
So, I get it.
So, yeah.
I ain't knocking nobody for doing it.
Obsession, like, is a little crazy thing.
I'm cool. So them shoes ain't even cool to me. Like
boots,
the little foam posits. What is that? What they call it?
I call them space boots.
The foam runners or some shit, like, you know which one.
I just see them. I don't know what they. I'm not going to look these shoes up. How do I find space boot Kanye shoes? Is that something you type in? How do you type that in? What do you type in when you don't know?
You just type in Yeezy shoes.
That's what they're called.
They're called Yeezys. Oh, that started too. That was some shit too, because recently, like, he was tripping because.
Oh, yeah. Adidas.
Adidas and them was using, basically remaking what his idea.
Well, they knew he was going down.
Some shit, whatever. So that's the thing that fucks it up, too, is like, weeks before you made this dumbass shirt, you was just being like, yo, they fucking with me, support the black man, they fucking over the black man. You know what I'm saying?
But it seems like.
And then you turn around and make a shirt.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's insane. Like,
I don't know, man.
White lives matter. Bro.
So?
Bro, white lives matter, bro. That's how you kind of have to say that.
Yeah, right. So? Like, we not, that's the thing. Ain't nobody saying they didn't. We know that.
I'm a positive. We know
that. It's been explained a million times our whole lives.
I'm just trying to say stop shooting me in the most positive way.
has learned that from day one.
Immigrant or born.
Like.
You'll know.
So it's cool. We understand that. But that's not what we're talking about.
No. But what is Kanye talking about then? He's literally talking about the opposite of what you're talking about.
He thinks he is, but he's not.
I think being that fucked up.
Kanye, see what?
Well, you know it's profit too, though. He does make a lot of money off this shit.
No, and that's what it is. That's what most of this is, man. Most of this is just a
scam,
a tactic, and a ploy, and a plot. Like, we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
he wants to be the richest man. A lot power, money.
It's not even the richest.
What do you think it is?
He just want to be the biggest. He want to be... He got that Donald Trump.
I was going to say he has the
complex.
Yeah.
They both want to just be the most.
Most what? I don't know.
Everything. It doesn't matter. Whatever they feel like they want to be.
Yeah, whatever the most
it's
is.
The most, and it's the... You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I get you want to be the best that you can be.
Oh, the most you can be.
But you ain't got to destroy everybody else to be the best of what you can be.
No.
And that's their mindset to it, is what I've learned, is like, by any means necessary,
yeah,
I'm going to be the best. And it's like, but I don't give a fuck if you, like, we're not even competing.
Yeah, 8 billion people on the planet, we don't care.
Like, yeah, nope. 90% of us is like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever.
But you don't have to keep fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, drilling it into it. Look at me, nigga.
It's the, I'm just going to keep pushing. And it's like, why are you pushing all of us, man? We're all standing here.
We get it.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. We all, and you're just like, you're in a crowd of people. And you're constantly like, I am somebody. And you're like, okay, that's cool. And then you just keep pushing people. And you're like, hey, I'm somebody. And you're like, all right, man.
Hey.
So fucking what? Like,
yeah,
and me then, too. But that's cool. Leave me alone. just leave me alone. Like, just make...
Just at the DMV just screaming
make
at
shoes.
You.
Just make your shoes.
No, we can't make
your
shoes.
Puffy coats and your puffy boots. Like, have everybody run around this bitch looking like motherfucking cartoon characters. That's cool. I don't care. I'm not going to buy them.
You don't want to, man?
Nah, I'm good.
What if you could fly, though?
What do you mean?
But fucking just Superman flying. You can just take off and...
Because of his shoes?
Because of his shoes.
I don't want to fly. I don't like flying in an airplane.
Oh, so you...
The fuck would I look like taking off in
so
just
some
shoes?
So you a super speed ass nigga, huh? You a Flash type of nigga, huh? So you want your super...
No, I don't want to fly.
You don't want any powers? I mean, what kind of power you want, man?
Why do I?
Because them shoes ain't worth the money. They got to have some fucking power.
See, that's probably what Kanye thinks. That's probably the problem. He think he got some super...
There's got to be something.
There's
like
nothing in it.
It's the thing that makes him think that these shoes that I made...
The $400 price tag.
Is it $400 out the gate, though, or is it like that StockX shit?
No, I'm
out
sure.
Out the gate?
I'm sure they're like $400 out the gate.
And then,
easily.
And then $1 million on StockX. Gets,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, just sell your shoes, man. Just
that's all you want them to do?
Just sell your shoes.
And,
like,
and yeah, just enjoy it.
I mean, I don't even care if he make, like, at this point, it's just, I'd be better off ignoring him.
Yeah,
because it's like I said, in my mind, what it is somebody having a tantrum.
Like a kid.
And then just goes out of his way to do something.
Mm-hmm. For money, though.
He was hurt because Adidas and them niggas was trying to get over on him.
He should have expected it, though.
So then what do you do? Do something to keep everybody looking at you. Or, now all of a sudden, you part of the gang.
Yeah.
The same gang that you just... criticized and was mad about because they kicked you out of that club. Mm-hmm. So you go to the same club just in a different spectrum.
Yeah.
So now you can't deal with the fashion corporation because they don't like you.
Yeah.
So now you go to the political one because
yeah.
All you got to do is say whatever at this point.
And then you can just make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're going to jump on your back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the same nigga that was like, George Bush don't give a fuck about black people.
Which is one of my favorite moments in life. And he had to go and ruin.
So, and here we are now.
Yeah. Yeah, somehow.
Like,
how did we get here? Money. Money is the root or whatever Jesus said to all of you. That's insane, though.
I don't know, man. I think something happened when his mom passed.
Do you think? I mean, if he's believing
it. It kind of, I think that's when
you
need somebody to check you.
Yes. You need checks and balances.
Everybody needs somebody that can check them.
We all
got one or two people, hopefully, in our lives that no matter what, when we see in red and we ready to destroy the world, can come over and look at you and go, no.
Don't do that shit. Yeah.
And you go, you're right.
But you have to, like, it's crazy because you
and
have
I feel
to
like
give that to somebody, too.
I feel like she was the only one that could do that.
Oh, fuck. He should have gave it to more people.
And.
Yeah, he didn't.
When you lose that,
Well, there's no checks and balances.
Yeah.
Let's fucking hump along then. Hey, maybe. I don't know. I'll give my checks and balances to a lot of people. Hey.
Because, I mean, think about the timeline of what Kanye has done in the past, what, year? Like, you was trying to fight your ex-wife's...
Boyfriend.
New boyfriend, and you was threatening him and...
Online.
All kinds of shit. You made music about this man.
Killing him and shit.
You know what I'm saying? You went into all kinds of shit about that.
But you couldn't even pull it together enough. At all.
In the next year. And then he disappeared. And yeah. And then he was cool. And then he calmed down.
Did he calm down?
A little bit. But
well, we don't know what he was saying by himself. You gotta think. He was talking.
And it's just like, so he went from that shit, and yeah. He's... You know what I'm saying? Then he was on his wilding out shit about what the clothing designers and shit like that.
Freaked out about that.
And it's just like.
Then Black Lives Matter, the shirt. And then today we're here.
And it's just, I don't know, man. Like, even before that, like when he was running for president.
That was for money. Well, it worked for one guy.
And he jumped on stage and did that. You saw that shit, right? When he did his little. Campaign thing where he was on stage and with the vest and start crying and shit.
Yeah, that was very strange, wasn't it?
Like
drugs.
I always say drugs. Everybody with common sense knows like somebody need to check him.
Yeah, but that person.
If you look at it, like we all had a friend, a family member, or somebody that just, and you got to be like, yo, you need to go talk to your motherfucking mom. You need to go talk to your best friend.
Yeah.
You need to go talk to your girl.
Yeah.
Whoever that person is, you need to go holler at them. Or you go holler at them and be like, hey, you need to talk to him. This motherfucker's tripping.
Yeah.
Check him.
Yeah.
Because we've all tried to talk to him and he ain't listening.
Check this now. Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I don't know. It's sad. Mm-hmm. It's sad a little bit because he was. I don't know.
I was going to say he was.
Really, his music, I don't really fuck with his music no more, but.
Nah, man, I'm a college dropout.
Some of it, like, he always have, like, one or two little...
Late registration.
But you're a musician, you know? So, he's constantly going to have that where...
Let's give some kudos. What's your favorite Kanye song?
Favorite Kanye song? Gotta be Runaway. That's my shit. That is my shit.
I like the Drive Slow remix.
The one with Paul Wall?
Yeah.
It's the Iceman, Paul Wall, baby. That was my shit, man.
I think I liked a lot of Mike Jones and Paul Wall when I was growing up.
But is that his song? That is his song.
I think it just had a bunch of people on it. Yeah, I think it's on the
it is.
Late song, registration album.
It is. That is a...
Yep. I had to slowly dive into hip-hop the way I did rock music. So, it was insane. Yo. Yeah. Yeah. It's so smooth, it's perfect. Drive
slow, homie. See, like, just so, like...
Yeah.
You never know, homie. And I'm not gonna say he's not clear-minded right now, but...
We don't know. I don't mean...
One of my best friends from back in the day. Oh, shit. He, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can get it. Like, maybe he found, you know, once he got into all this... fame
out.
And everything. Yeah. He saw a different side of the world, and you know, like, but Jesus, dude, like,
that's what I like to think. Damn, I'm dying.
I don't feel like, I don't know. I don't know. It's rough.
I feel like he's getting press. If you look all over, like Sarah Silverman said, Kanye West threatened the Jews yesterday on Twitter, and it's not even trending. I don't know what he said, really, you know? If he didn't say...
What'd he say? He was like, he's going to wake up and go DEFCON 5 on...
Yeah, if that's what he did, then you guys need to toughen up a little bit. I feel... I'm a victim blame just a little bit. Like, what the fuck? Like, fuck, man. I know it's bad, but, like, if he didn't really threaten Jews, to me, it don't even...
I don't know what he said.
Unless he said some crazier shit than that.
I'm sure you had to, right? Like...
The only thing I saw was the DEFCON 3 shit. That's all he said. I'm going to go DEFCON 3 tomorrow on Jews. And never.
I feel like he had to say more than that. Banned from Twitter. Like, well, I don't know. Twitter be banning niggas for every little thing.
Yeah. Once they did Donald Trump, they had to ban everybody, man. They can't ban the president without banning everybody, nigga.
That.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, is like, you can't have that many people. The problem is the power within your...
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess. And I don't know, because...
Okay. So that's all he said, was he's going to go DEFCON 3 on Jewish people in apparent reference to the U.S. military readiness conditions scale known as DEFCON. Yeah. And then he also said, you guys have toyed with me and tried to blackball anyone
ever. Well, he said that shit about Diddy, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean. And
I don't know if you saw that, but yeah, it was like, I saw I'm going to point you out and I'm going to.
Yeah. He said.
Something about the Jews that told you to call me or some shit.
Yeah. Double XL said, nigga, fuck you. You fed. He reported this text message thread. He reported on Instagram. Instagram has also banned him as well.
Well, because it all started because Diddy got on the Breakfast Club and was like, yo, we not. I love Kanye. Kanye's my boy. You know what I'm saying? And everybody was like, hey, wait. And he was like, then he did a video and he was like, yo, the t-shirt thing, I ain't fucking with it. Like, and so then I guess him and Diddy, Kanye and Diddy had a conversation and then Kanye leaked it. So that's
Well, that was just Diddy trying to have a conversation face to face with him.
He was like, yo, let's meet up. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it was like, I didn't like our convo. I'm selling these tees. Mm-hmm. Nobody can get between me and my money. And it's like, yo, nigga, like, so you, once again, you willing to fuck off a lot of people.
Well, think about how you get rich in the, like, if you get mega rich, you're only doing one thing, really, is gathering resources. It's like the same thing as a fiefdom in a kingdom. You're just gathering all the resources for yourself.
No, but there's a difference.
And you're taking from everybody else. That's what I'm saying. He's taking from everybody else. You can't
gather. No, he's not taking, but he's not. It's not the same because there's a difference between what you said and what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's not taking it because he needs it. It's not what he's taking, it's what he's giving.
Yeah.
To be a black man and just go through the plight of you blackballing me because I'm Kanye to Adidas, it's because I'm black and they don't want the black man running in the circle. They don't want us in the fashion industry. That's been his big fight throughout the whole fashion shit is.
Yeah.
I'm breaking in barriers. I'm going to be one of the big fashion guys because they don't let black people in with Ralph Lauren and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's been his big fight with fashion. That's why he's always fighting to get into the fashion.
I mean, I know it's a lot of money because it's clothes and shit, but damn.
But you can't do that and then use something that's a detriment to black people to get to that point. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
That's where it doesn't make sense, yeah.
That's where it's fucked up to me.
Because in a kingdom, it all makes sense. You know why you're doing it.
Sell a Kanye shirt. Sell anything else that you want to say.
You can sell the Kanye shirts.
But to sell that shirt and only be selling it, not even because you believe it, but you're selling it because it's marketable.
I mean, it is marketable, but that's insane.
I print shirts. I make shirts.
They cost like...
I would never.
No, you can't.
I can't stand behind that, so I would never do that. You can't... You see what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem. Is like, you can't say, black business, support your black business.
Support the black man.
And then the black business says, fuck black people. You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Explain that to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the problem that I mean, see with it.
I still think it's all greed at the end of the day.
It is. And that's the problem. Yeah, that's what's fucked up about it is like, you're literally willing to use anybody. And that's the shit with Donald Trump and them. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the shit that fucks me up with the Republicans right now. Mm-hmm. These niggas have clearly said, like, yo,
fuck it.
No matter what.
We winning.
Don't matter what it takes. We just want to win.
Yeah.
We don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen that. You caught that.
We will do whatever we got to do to get you motherfuckers to vote for us by any means necessary. We done put Herschel Walker's ass up. because you guys know him, and he's a good old Southern boy that is doing all kinds of the opposite shit that y'all believe in.
But it's a good old Southern boy, though.
But still play the God angle. You know what I'm saying? Like, use the God angle.
I mean, that's how... But they practiced that, though. They treated Tyler like that his entire life. What you talking about? Tyler been fucking up his entire life. Whoever Tyler... Who? Tyler, Mark, Tom, Cody. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, that's, Tyler who?
That's what I'm saying. They practiced that. Them kids get away. You know what I'm saying? Little Savannah, she be getting away with murder. You know a little white girl named Savannah ain't shit.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? So, they practiced it. That's easy for them. Herschel Walker had 5 abortions. Fuck it. You know, it's easy.
That's what I'm saying, but that's what fucks me up about Kanye. It's like...
Which, like you said, his checks and balances, it's gone. Look at... Oh, is he wearing a mouth guard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that Balenciaga bullshit, man. Oh. Like, what are you doing?
Protecting his teeth,
what
bro.
What are you doing?
Protecting his teeth from air.
From what, the runway?
Dust. Have you seen dust in the air? Kicking up about? I'm rich now. Protect my teeth. I want these till I die, which could be in the next 20 to 30 years.
You can buy some new ones. That's fine.
Do you really want that new thing going? Do you want the drill in your head or whatever they do? I feel like it's a drill in the face.
I'm sure. It's it's probably a mouthpiece, too.
Mine.
Oh, shit. It's busy out here. The world's crazy. People
world's
calling
crazy.
Me. Kanye calling me.
Kanye said, hey, man.
That's Kanye
job.
To the...
I tapped hey, into man. Your Wi-Fi, man.
I don't appreciate our conversation. Oh, call me Fed.
Call me Fed.
I am a Fed, Kanye. Yeah. I'm a Fed.
Are you the Feds?
Yeah, I'm the Feds.
That's what's up. I didn't go to
jail. If Diddy's the Feds, I mean, shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
He probably is the Feds, though. Sometimes you gotta, like,
beat Diddy gonna slap the shit out of him. I hope
he does. He does not slap the shit out of him.
I hope he does.
No, because he's...
I would love for that to be the situation.
He's always wearing a mouth guard. He's always ready. Balenciaga ready.
Could you imagine that? That would be hilarious. Well, I just want to hear that conversation now. Like, I want to see when they meet each other in person.
Sidebar.
Because I feel like Kanye ain't... I don't know, man.
Sidebar. I feel like Kanye gonna Draymond Green, Jordan Poole that nigga if he slaps him. I feel like it's not gonna end well. Look how homeless and... Like, he's always fucked up. Diddy has to come prepared. Diddy don't have that get him from the Greek energy anymore. Or he was chasing fucking Jonah Hill down the street. You know? I don't know what he's gonna say. And 50 Cent's been talking shit, too. I think 50 Cent is right.
What?
50 Cent said Diddy can't hear hits no more. He said he passed up on a beat. Now he's mad that he passed up on a beat that somebody else made famous. He said, because he can't hear hits no more. I was like, damn, I got to stop watching The Breakfast Club as well.
But 50 and Diddy been beefing.
Yeah.
They've been beefing for a while.
So yeah, so it was just like, I was like, damn. I believe 50, though. He's a good...
I wouldn't.
He's a good source of credit. He got shot like 9 times or 7 times.
That makes you a reliable source.
He saw the afterlife and came back. He has powers, buddy. He got that shark looking head. What the fuck do you mean? That's a fucking it's a fucking superhero.
Oh,
you have no
man.
Idea. You don't even know he puts his cape on every night.
Hmm.
Patrols Gotham.
Okay. That's
he has a struggle putting the cape, the helmet on, but everything else is right there. But yeah, man, Kanye West, I don't know. I think he's losing it, but I think he lost it. And I definitely agree with you that after he lost his checks and balances, it all... Boop, 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 boop.
It's just who's going to stop him now? Like, he ain't got to listen to nobody.
Damn. You need more than one. That's the takeaway from today.
That's the difference, too, is you when you got that much money and resources, you don't got to listen to nobody.
Well, you should.
Think about it. If you had 4 houses that you could go to, I'm sure you owned a couple houses, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got enough money to just jump on a plane, mm-hmm. Tell somebody to book you on a plane.
Yeah, tell somebody.
Like,
yeah.
You have, okay, so you would have, let's say you have unlimited resources and 4 people that'll never say no to you.
Damn, that's scary.
Because you're going to have your assistant.
Yeah.
You're going to have a manager. You know what I'm saying? You'll have... Part of your team.
Yeah, you have your team.
But your team's never going to tell you no because they're making money off of you.
So they can't tell you no. It's not even like a no possible.
Yeah, it's your employees, fool.
Unless you have a team member there, could like you have to be the checks and balances. And you can't get fired. Like, it's part of his fucking contract.
But he ain't doing that. That ego-driven dude, he wants all yes, man. So imagine now you sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
You and your girl start arguing.
Yeah.
she get on your nerves, and you can just go, I'm going to Vegas for the weekend because I don't want to hear your mouth.
Damn. Oh, that's probably what he did to the
other. Or you come in here and you just having a bad day and you be like, fuck all y'all, I hate all y'all. And
nobody.
You ain't got to deal with them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to come back and be like, yo, my bad.
Just shit the fuck up.
So we need to figure out this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the rest of our lives evolve around that. He don't need that. He don't have that.
Damn. That's scary.
He might have some people, you know, he might have his kids and shit like that, but that don't mean nothing.
I don't think they're old.
Because you can fly over to see your kids whenever you want. Mm-hmm. Because you have the money to do that.
You have your own jet, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have access to do that. Like, yeah. So...
Why not? God damn it. That's scary.
It's damn near, like, that's, you know, it's the weird shit about fame. Somebody gonna eventually
crack,
lose this shit. You know, there's a lot of people that abuse it. Most people just don't act a goddamn fool in front of everybody, I guess. I don't know.
The entire time. But it's like, if it's for money, though, most people do act a fool in front of everybody. When it's for money.
I don't even know. I mean, I feel like some of it's for money for him, but I feel like the money part is just in order to give him more of an ego boost. As you know what I'm saying? Like, that's that. If I make billions of dollars on the clothing, then I'm the most powerful clothing person. And it's not even the $1 billion that he wants.
Yeah.
It's just the title that comes with that value, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. Yeah, yeah. Because it's not about...
He don't want to be the richest person. He just want to be told that he's the richest person.
That sucks so
He don't
bad.
Care about the money. He Damn. Just cares about, I'm the richest person, which is wild as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the cool kid complex where you was like, you was a cool kid. Far. And I'm like, I don't know. I might have been, but I didn't.
Yeah, you grew out
of it.
I
was just me.
Yeah, you grew out of it.
I just talked to everybody that I talked to. And I didn't like you. I like you.
Fucking cool.
You
know what I'm saying?
But he was caught up on, I got to be the coolest kid in here.
He wasn't a cool kid.
I got to be the coolest person.
Yeah, usually not the person.
Because if I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't. I gotta be that.
Well, you don't have to be because you are already the cool kid.
And then it's like, well.
And he's not a cool kid.
You're cool, and it's like, nah, I need to
be the most coolest.
I need the title. And it's like,
will somebody print me a shirt, please? Every time I walk into a building, can you guys
hit me up? Hey, Kanye, hit me up. I'll just kick it with you, and every time you think of something, I'll make you a shirt that says I'm the best at whatever we doing.
Hey, man, I'll one-up them on that shit. I'll make you a badge every time you walk into a building, Kanye. You get a new badge and say, you best in the room. Bestest nigga possible. There you go.
Oh,
pay
shit.
Us.
I'm just going to walk around with a fucking...
You wouldn't feel that was
screen
morally...
printing machine. A little portable screen print.
There you go. This is racist, but...
Best door opener, Kanye.
Best pooper. Best. That's a good pooper, Kanye.
Can't nobody chew that food like Kanye,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. Thumbs up.
Oh, shit. That's funny. I'm lying. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't?
No.
How much money wouldn't you do it for?
No, I wouldn't. That's the problem.
You don't have a $400,000 a year? Kanye, here's your badge.
No, because then I got to hang out with this nigga for the rest of my life.
No, I just had to hand him a badge and go outside and smoke
but
a cigarette.
But every time, no, I said if I'm a print a shirt.
Oh, you doing the print. See, I had my job was easy. I had my badges are made everywhere.
But he go places all the time.
Nigga, just Sharpie, bam. Like his favorite president, nigga. You talking about?
But you got to be with him.
Yeah, to hand him the badge when he walks in the door. I walk in the door and walk. I ain't got to stay there. He got to be the best in the room.
So then when he leaves... And he go to another room. I mean, you gotta write him another badge.
No, hold up the building.
No, he just gonna throw the old badge away though.
For rooms, if he doing the rooms, the price go up to $800 already. You almost at $1 million, brother, for some badges. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about
You do that shit for $1 million.
Oh, I'd walk up to a domicile, hand him just a house or whatever he's going into. The first door he walks into, none of the rest of the fucking doors, and hand him a badge that says best in the whatever in the room, and then walk away. Yeah, do that for $1 million.
No, but you don't get to walk away because then when he goes to the next room, you got to make him a new.
No, when he, like, front door. Only front doors, bro. No other. You walk through another door, nigga, you still in the same room. You still in the best room. You know, so you still the best in the place. Best in the house. Best in the restaurant. Just write that shit out. $1 million, yeah, do that shit. But I'm not doing every door. I'm not doing every room he goes
into. But that's what he needs.
Is that what he needs, though? I'd probably talk the price up then. Price got to go up.
Nah, man.
Yeah. I do it for a couple years until he gets bored.
Shit. I'm broke now, and I won't sell my soul for no money.
I'd sell my soul for those badges.
I can't fucking... Nah, man.
Damn. There you go, Kanye. Have fun, man.
Fuck that.
In the car.
Nope.
Smoking weed.
I don't want to be like Kanye.
I don't want to be like Kanye. I just want to sell them badges for $1 million for a couple years.
That's not how it's going to work.
Oh, it's definitely... It's going to work terribly. Like, he's... Keaton, I need another badge. There's another nigga in the room with a badge. He got one of my badges. And he's going...
Yeah, see?
Yeah, no.
Did somebody else get a homie that make badges that got three colors on it? Now you got to make five color badges.
Just make myself the badge that says the best badge maker. Just make myself the best badge maker. Let him read that. He's like, no. But his badge says the best... What are you talking about?
You gotta be in a black cloth, just tanning with a hole that just stick out badges. You just in there, sweating, just writing names.
Keith, my nigga need a badge. Like, damn, what the fuck?
He's got you walking around in a black sheet,
fucking bag full of badges and shit. Yeah, I'm not wearing this clothes. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you gotta wear the boots.
I definitely.
Yeah, you gotta wear your favorite.
Not unless
boots.
I can moonwalk. Like they make me look, nigga. I'm good.
Oh man.
I pay that much money for some clothing items. I'm about to get some. I play too many RPGs for that shit.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Kanye, just like, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Everything that's been said has been accurate.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
He sucks.
I don't know if he sucks.
He sucks.
He sucks
right now.
Just he sucks really bad right now.
Just because.
But his overall life tenure has been...
I mean, like I said, if he really feel that way, then that's fine. If you feel that way, that's fine. But if you don't feel that way and you doing that shit, you's a dirty motherfucker.
But if you ain't... If you haven't...
You's a foul motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
If you've been living in America and you've been seeing... If you just notice how much money these Republicans are making off of dumb shit... Then you know kind of why he's doing this shit.
No.
You got to think about it.
No.
He's a greedy motherfucker. It's greed.
No, it doesn't justify it.
Though. No, I'm not justifying it. It's just greedy.
He can't do it.
He definitely can't do it.
He can't do it because of what he stood for before. That's the problem.
Still, like you said.
That's what makes it the worst.
That's what makes it the worst.
If it was fucking... Do you know who Jason Whitlock is?
Yes. Fat head, white, black dude. I mean, fucking, who was talking shit about him? Somebody recently. But yeah, I know who Jay. I fucking hate that dude too.
If it was him?
Yeah, makes sense.
Because that's been him the whole time? Yeah. Then that's fine.
Niggas don't like swishing, do they?
But you can't do that, man. Like,
fit in where you get in?
That's that bullshit, man. That's some dirty shit. Like, that's like me being like, yo, man, I got your back no matter what.
Yeah.
We got this. We working on this network. We doing everything.
Yeah.
And then the minute you turn around, nigga, I'm trying to destroy your network. I'm trying to fuck your house over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to hook up with your girl.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fight your brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, how do we get here?
How do you do that? And it's like, well, I just changed it up. I had to change it up.
Had to switch it up. That shit wasn't working. It is working.
Like, no, man, you can't do that. Like, that's the part that, like I said.
That's where it gets you.
Hypocritical. So.
Oh. Let me hit it again.
You hit him again.
Hit him again. Yeah.
You big dummy.
Damn.
So yeah. That's where I'm at with it, you know. But
not throwing shots today. I'm glad we had that conversation. It was
I ain't throwing shots. I'm just being real, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Were they shots though? Were they shots?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fuck it.
Fuck it then.
I agree with everything you said. I would have said the same thing, but you'd already said it, my nigga. I just, you know. I don't know.
Niggas be weirdos will be weirdos, man. I ain't even gonna put that on niggas. Like, that ain't even
this is not a nigga.
That ain't even that kind of trait. That's just a weirdo being a fucking weirdo.
It's just man. Like evil, greedy shit.
And that's just the society we in now.
Capitalists.
People are just fucking weird. The internet shit is getting out of control, man.
It was cool
at
first.
The weirdness is like...
Cool, it was cool at first.
Overflowing, and it's... Well... It sucks, because now that's the new...
Well, it starts with education, right? It starts with educating the people, and then when you educate the people, then they can communicate better, and then we got better people communicating on the internet. Internet is just feeding us back what we are.
Oh, was that the Barack?
Was that a Barack voice? I was just trying to do like a...
It sounded
voice.
Like it, with the people.
The people needs to. I just try to get that. clearly across the people. It's the people. We're only watching ourselves, which sucks. Which it sucks. So if the internet has to change, it has to be us that has to change, because it's YouTube, you know, or watching you, or you're watching you. It doesn't matter. You're watching what you want to watch. It's very creepy. I think the algorithms need to go as well. That shit's creepy.
See, the problem is that's just the business side of it, and we just got to be. Some people just ain't smart enough, or.
Because see, it starts with education. Day his father passed
away, left him with a little something 16. Just slow down and just think about it. Think about life, you know. Oh shit! But just listen to that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. I know it's perfect. It's so perfect rapping.
So it's like, but nah, he just yeah, man. We just gotta. I don't know.
We gotta educate ourselves more and like about like real things.
The problem is just like education and shit ain't cool. The shit that like knowledge ain't cool. It ain't cool to.
No, especially in a.
It ain't dope to know the shit. Is
no, it's gotten me nowhere in my life to know shit.
And I don't think that's true everywhere. It's just true on the internet.
Yes. Yeah. You're just like, trying to be cool.
And so it just sucks because you see the internet and you see that all the time where it's like. Well, all y'all motherfuckers can't really be out here just doing these weird ass dances, can you?
Yeah, they're bleeding right into life. So like, yeah. Yeah.
There ain't that many of us. Same and way. I don't think there's that many people being these fucking weirdos doing all these dances. Like,
you think
that's I don't weird? Care about the kids doing it.
But yeah, I'm but like about the grown people.
I'm talking about the people that are like grown and then they're like trying to like force a career out of it and it's like
oh shit
and it's like your career is just following the trends,
which is creepy,
and it's like mm-hmm. Nah, be a trend.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like don't
dance with it, at least
don't yeah. follow it.
What age is too old to do that,
you to think? What
to like
try to be like
a trendy dancer.
What are they called? There's, influencers.
Oh Jesus, yeah, that's what they're called. Which I mean, for like stupid products.
That was gonna be my next thing. It just like depends on what you're
the
doing.
The shittiest product possible. How old? It's too old. Makeup. I do makeup. How old is too old to do makeup videos? I feel like the older you're better.
I was gonna say shit. At that point, like that's mm-hmm. that's a while. Okay. I mean, I could see like. When you're in like the 50, 60 range, yeah. Like 50-year-olds still go out and shit, but not like
not be at their party.
Not to be. If you've made a career out of it, mm-hmm. and then like you've done makeup for years, yeah. and now you're just sharing techniques, mm-hmm. that's different.
Yeah.
But if you just Sally from down the street that mm-hmm. just got a new camera,
yeah,
a new iPhone, and was like, I could do this and I could make videos of makeup.
Forget like, me.
You too.
I want to say Sabrina watches these ladies that they tell stories and do makeup at the same time, which looks terribly hard. It's just like talking.
That's just
and like drawing on their face.
That's girls, man.
That's a goddamn gift right there. I don't want it, but that's insane to talk to somebody with a pencil in your eye. Holy shit. So yeah, I mean, but makeup's not like really a stupid thing. I'm talking about like really dumb shit, like
kids. Like to just be following all the dances.
Yeah,
and
the
shit?
Dances.
Like,
and yeah, shit. Like, yeah.
If you in like your 40s and 50s and you like trying to like
get out there.
I might say 30s, like mid 30s.
Uh oh, you stopping mid 30s.
Mid to upper 30s. If you just like, yo, I'm just gonna jump in and just. I'm going to get a million followers because I can dance. And it's like, but you're just doing the dances that the 16-year-old kid just showed you how to do.
Damn it. You definitely.
You're going to lose.
Yeah.
You're going to have something with it.
Some stamina.
Like,
lots of 5-hour
energy.
You're going
to do something different to make that happen. But I don't know. Like, I feel like, yeah, probably in your 30s, you should stop trying to be an influencer.
For the dumbest shit possible. You can like.
You should be a different influencer.
Yeah,
influence should be. You should be doing like real life influencing. Like,
yeah,
observing. You shouldn't be doing dances. You should be doing like, yo, this is how you do your taxes, my G.
And that has been advice from Knock.
Let me hook you up on
taxes,
how to
nigga.
Set up You should set up a business account. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of fucking influencing. Do some shit like that. Do something that's...
How to.
Because
I've learned something.
We need that still.
Yeah, yeah, because school's not really doing
Because we got enough dancers.
You think so, man?
Yeah.
After the Jabberwockies, I don't even want to watch dance anymore. It's over. Why would I do anything but watch that? Not watching anything but that. I don't want to see your face. None of that shit. All that smiling and shit. Get the fuck out of here with that weird ass shit. Put a mask on. You're dancing. I don't care about your face.
That's all. Jabberwockies are nothing, huh?
Jabberwockies are nothing. Okay, you really watch dance anymore. Just smile too much. What the fuck are you smiling about? Sweating and shit. Smile. You're not happy about this.
But yeah, like if you're doing it for fun, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like if you're out here just because you got a TikTok and you want to do it, like, hey, get your cardio in. You know what I'm saying? But don't be like pushing for followers and shit. Like,
hey, y'all ain't following me.
That's weird.
Y'all ain't following me. My homies don't follow me. Just making sad videos after a while.
Have you ever wanted to trend? Is that what it is? I mean,
you can trend for a lot of different reasons, but have I ever wanted to trend? I don't think this is the thing you want. Yeah. Not after, like, the first time it probably happened, you're like, I want that again.
Nah, but I mean, like...
No. Nah, I've never wanted my phone to go off that much. scan. Like, what, as a celebrity, what does your phone sound like? It's just, like, always on, like, super silent, no vibrating, nothing. You just look at your phone, a million notifications.
Right.
Yeah, I'm at a million notifications again. I need my publicist to come over. Like, what do you do? That sounds so shitty. Yeah.
I feel like you have somebody else run that. And so you keep all those notifications.
So your phones are just like, oh, that's nice. I like that. How's the phone looking? Million. Once again, a million.
How many likes? 2 million? That's cool.
Great. Scary.
Clear all that out for me.
No, it doesn't clear off. The internet saves everything, so.
No, I just mean clear off the reds.
The reds. Your red says 1 mil plus. Check this. We're tired of notifying you of things people have said about you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nah, I'm cool.
You think so, man? You don't want it?
Nah, I'm good. You could do it, though.
I'll take it.
You and Kanye.
I don't want Kanye's level of.
That's what you gonna be the, if you handing out passes in a cloak and a black.
Here, don't wear no shirt, just a cloak. Put these boots on and some pants. Here the pants. Kanye, none of this fits. I know. I'm not comfortable with my shirt off in public.
Wear this half jacket. This Yeezy half jacket.
I cannot wear a half jacket, man.
It ain't even gonna be like midriff.
No, because it's so big.
It's gonna be one sleeve.
Fuck.
And half your back covered.
Oh, that's not bad. You know what that is, though? That sounds like Cloud Strife from Final Fantasy VII. That's what he looks like. Yep, see? Put some armor on.
That's what he's going to have to look like.
If he had me,
it's
all going to
be Yeezy.
Abs. They're just the fucking beer belly. Here's my badge, nigga. Let him through.
Oh, man.
I think I'd party every once in a while.
You would party with Kanye?
Every once in a while. See how wild he got. He would only be at, like, church and shit, though, I'm hoping. You know, I'm assuming.
That's what you think?
I'm assuming we're going to church every goddamn day.
I guess.
He's going to be talking about God the entire time. I got to tell him.
What would he do now? What do he do? Because you know he ain't in no clubs.
Who? Kanye?
Could
clubs.
Could you imagine just like being a fly on the wall and Kanye just sitting in a room by himself?
Mm-mm. He's in there pacing, drinking, talking to himself. Nobody's checking him. Everybody's outside the door listening. Kim has it bugged somewhere just to make sure the nigga don't fucking lose it. No, he drove Pete away.
Oh, man.
I hope that's not what she's telling people. I don't know what Pete Davidson did, but he's doing Taco Bell commercials now, so.
Well, yeah. So.
That's that.
Kanye, huh?
Kanye has been,
Do you think what do you think's going to happen next?
I think he's going to follow whichever way the money blows. When money blows, money. That's what greed does. You don't blow where the money goes. So, until the money runs dry, he gets caught up in some weird scandal that he can't not go to jail for. Because I feel like he's teetering on going to jail. That's a move he's probably slipping to make. Like, if he had actually been like, we need to kill all the Jews out here. Even me, I'm a Jew. I'm black Jew. So, kill all the Jews. And he's like, okay. Huh? You can't say that.
I don't see Kanye going to jail. I think he's smarter than that.
I hope he's smarter than that.
You don't want them problems.
No, he just looks like he's been to jail. Mm-hmm. I used to be a rapper, then I went to jail. This song disturbed me more than anything ever. What's he doing? What's he? He's trying to prove something? Poop doody whoop scoop. Poop. Poop. Scoop dee dee whoop.
Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop. That's your boy.
I don't know if that's my boy.
Oh.
No, I think we've been. I'm on record going, Kanye sucks. A long time ago. No, I think he's just drunk. Maybe on some drugs. Some good drugs will do him. He needs to start hanging out with Mike Tyson.
We'll see. Hopefully we don't have to do like a Kanye recap anytime soon, man.
No, we don't.
I'm kind of cool.
Yeah, you seem like you're just frustrated.
I just don't like to feed into bullshit and dumb shit, man. I ain't got time for it. Like,
duper.
It's entertaining for 5 minutes to kind of read over it and be like, this nigga's wilding. But then it's like, all right, I got better shit to do. I got more important shit to worry about.
Yep.
Niggas is really, really tripping out here.
I don't care
if he's pouting.
You don't care if he's pouting?
Just don't buy the shirt.
I mean,
everybody just don't buy the shirt.
I looked for it. There's no clear outlet to where to buy it from him. Because
he ain't selling them yet.
What?
Because he ain't selling them yet.
How is he not selling a shirt that's already been selling? Like, you can just slap a goddamn thing. It's like, what's he going to do different besides do what he did that anybody else could do? I'm so confused. Just go to the website, let them sell out in 5 minutes, sell them for $350 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West spit on this or something. What the fuck is that? Shit, that's insane. God damn it. Gee, he said it. He's like, I got the shirt. I got the shirt. I got the shirt. Fucking nerd raging out on people. Oh.
So, I mean,
we all knew. If anybody's fault this is, it's ours for buying this first part of the album. We should have just downloaded it and pirated like we were doing before. He wouldn't have felt good about himself. He's like, everybody pirated it though. Like, yeah, it was free.
So yeah. So we'll see what's going on in the future with him, huh?
Yeah, man. It's been a real episode.
It was an episode. Fucking Kanye. I guess it could have been a lot worse shit to talk about. I mean, we got some other shit to talk about.
It's like fucking Herschel Walker.
We'll talk about him too. We'll get one on. We'll talk about him next time.
Because he's great. He's the best.
I'm just a country boy.
I'm just
a country boy.
Take that good